Hey now, this is the Inside BS Show. I'm Nikki G, and with me is Dave Lorenzo, the godfather of growth. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Nicole, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know what I'd like to talk about today? Taylor Swift. I read a Billboard headline not that long ago, and it was brilliant. It's Taylor Swift's world, and we're just living in it. I love that for a lot of reasons. Taylor Swift has success that goes well beyond her musical career. There's no doubt she will be recognized as one of the best musicians of our time. But beyond that, she is also a very savvy businesswoman who has a lot of investments and has had great success in business. And so what I'd like to ask you, Dave, is what business advice can we learn, in your opinion, from Taylor Swift?
Well, you know, because you know me, that you are hitting close to home because I am the biggest Swiftie. My voice is god-awful, but I will sing along with Taylor Swift, whether I'm in the gym, walking the dog, or, hell, even in a provisor's meeting. So I will torture everyone around me by singing any Taylor Swift song at any time. So what can we learn from Taylor Swift? I think there are five big takeaways from Taylor Swift for any business. First and foremost, you have to provide a phenomenal experience. So I saw Taylor Swift not on this current tour. So this is the Epic Tour. I saw her on the previous tour, and she played for 2 hours, but she had two opening acts before her. And the show we saw in Miami was Ariana Grande and Camila Cabello. And it was a phenomenal. We were there 5 hours. My daughter at the time was like 9 years old. All three of them were phenomenal. They all killed. Taylor played for 2 hours, flew over the crowd, sang every possible hit song. This tour is a little bit different because she recognizes the investment that her fans are making, not only in buying her albums, they're also, and by the way, an album used to be like a big record. You can see one over Nicola's head right now if you look. But people make an investment in the artist not only by buying their albums, but you know, these concert tickets now are going for a fortune, but they're investing their time. And in Taylor's case, they're investing in rebuying her old work because she had to remake, or she chose to remake, a lot of her songs because of a rights issue that from a deal she signed that was invalidated. She signed a deal when she was really, really young. So she had to remake a lot of those older songs, and her fans are reinvesting. So she provides a phenomenal experience, and that's lesson number one. Her tour now is her for 3 hours with like 17, no joke, 17 costume changes, 6 or 7 set changes. It includes all sorts of incredible dance moves and a cast of 24 backup dancers, as well as incredible musicians. And she always does something that is an engagement device for the crowd. So when we went to the tour, as you walked in, every person who's a stadium employee had the same script, and they said, please take this. It's a gift from Taylor. And it was a box, and you open the box, and it was a bracelet. And depending on what section you were sitting in, the ushers were instructed to give different color bracelets to people in different sections. And during different parts of the show, they would instruct the crowd to hold up their bracelet, to spin their bracelet around. And the visual impact of that was phenomenal, but an even greater impact, and this is point number two, is that she got the people who invested in her also into the show. They were part of the experience. So first is provide a great experience, and second is make your clients or customers part of the experience so they own it. So everybody in the stadium, I'm an old guy, and here I am like a lunatic waving my arm around, so much so that I'm embarrassing my kids who were really into the show because it was just such a great feeling of participating. So number one, provide a great experience. Number two, have your clients invest in the experience. Number three, understand where you really make your money and go all in on that. artists today, musicians today, do not make any money publishing their catalog. They do not. They will make money on the equity in their catalog at the end of their careers. Like, you know, Bruce Springsteen just sold his catalog. A bunch of artists are selling their catalogs for a significant amount of money. But during your lifetime as a musician, you're not going to make a lot of money on your catalog. Where you make the money is in touring. So what Taylor has done is she's doing 52 shows in the United States, and she's netting. It's estimated that she's netting between 10 and 12 million per show. So you don't need to do advanced math to know that that is a career's worth of money that she's making in a 28-week or 30-week touring period. And she knows where her money is made. So she's invested heavily in the tour. The fourth element is the promotional element. So Taylor Swift is not an artist who controls the means of distribution of her tickets. But what she does control is she controls how the fans find out about the information, how they find out about the tour. So she announced that the tickets for the tour were going to go on sale in advance of the sale date so that all of her fans, if they could not, if they were young enough, they were going to be in school when the tickets went on sale, they could designate someone to put the tickets on sale. Usually, Ticketmaster or Live Nation or whoever the distributor is will make the communication. Taylor communicated directly to her audience when the tickets would go on sale and where they could get them so the audience could prepare. And then the final element, of course, is that once you have all of this in place, you make sure you guard your brand like you're guarding a treasure chest, because that's what it is. If you ever see Taylor Swift at an award show or you see her doing commercials, what is Taylor Swift doing in the commercials? Like if you see, I think they're Capital One commercials with her now. If you saw her at the Grammys, she's always having fun. You never see Taylor Swift yelling at an Uber driver. You never see Taylor Swift smacking a paparazzo in the mouth because he's following her. Because Taylor Swift is incredibly brand conscious and she protects her brand. She's a person. She lives her life just like the rest of us. Shit happens to her just like the rest of us. But she's very careful in what gets out there. And anytime there's a camera on her, she's having a good time. She's a walking party. She even went to a fan's wedding because the fan was incredibly upset that the band they hired couldn't play the Taylor Swift song, that singer couldn't sing it. Taylor Swift went to the wedding and sang the song for the fan, and it was incredible. It was all over social media. So she guards her brand like she's guarding the keys to the kingdom, because that's what they are. So those are the five things we can learn about Taylor Swift. I mean, I basically talked this whole segment because I am the biggest T-Swizzle fan. So, Nicole, you have anything to add?
I do, Dave. So you and millions of other Swifties, right, are loyal followers to Taylor Swift. And that, to me, shows that there's something else that we need to add to your list, which is that Taylor Swift really appreciates her fans. She makes sure that just like your experience at the stadium in getting the gift in the box from Taylor Swift, that everyone who supports her through business or through her music is appreciated. And so they feel a special connection to Taylor Swift. And I think that is what has really also helped elevate her to the status that she has, because she really does appreciate her fans. And the fact that someone at her level is putting on a 2+ hour performance is really exceptional. That's a long time to be on stage, but that also shows that you really want to perform for your fans and to provide them with an experience that each of them deserves for the purchase of those tickets, which are not easy to get. And they're right now very expensive to get, you know, if you're trying to secure them, certainly on a secondary market. So hats off to Taylor Swift. I mean, she's a phenomenal musician and businesswoman. And I think there's a lot that we can learn from her. And I have a feeling we'll be talking about her some more.
Alrighty, folks, that'll do it for this episode of the Inside BS Show. Be sure and like and subscribe to the show. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you heard today, leave us a review, because the reviews are what helps us move up in the charts. This is the Inside BS Show. I'm Dave Lorenzo, and she's
Nikki G.
We'll see you back here again tomorrow. Until then, here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life.